This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi presided over a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to discuss the developments in Nepal. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "Violence in Nepal is heart-rending." Expressing his anguish on the loss of lives of the young in Nepal, Prime Minister Modi stressed that the stability, peace and prosperity of Nepal are of utmost importance. Mr. Modi also appealed to the citizens of Nepal to support peace. The government has advised Indian citizens to defer travel to Nepal until the situation stabilizes. In an advisory, the government has advised Indian citizens presently in Nepal to shelter in their current places of residence, avoid going out onto the streets and exercise all due caution. It also advised to follow local safety advisories from Nepal authorities as well as the Embassy of India in Kathmandu. Meanwhile, Indian Airlines, including Air India and IndiGo, have cancelled their flights to Kathmandu as the airport in Nepal's capital has been temporarily closed. The Uttar Pradesh government has declared round-the-clock high alert across all districts that share a border with Nepal, following the growing crisis in the neighbouring country. An additional police force has been deployed to further strengthen the security system in border districts. To help the trapped Indian citizens in Nepal, a special control room has been set up in the Law and Order branch at police headquarters in Lucknow. The government has issued helpline numbers and one WhatsApp number, which will be operational 24/7. These numbers are 0522-239-0257 and 945-44-01674. Uttar Pradesh shares its border with Nepal across seven districts: Shravasti, Balrampur, Bahraich, Pilibhit, Lakhimpur Khiri, Siddharthnagar and Maharajganj. Assam Cabinet on Tuesday approved an SOP to implement the Immigrants Expulsion from Assam Act 1950 in a move to expedite the process of detection and pushback of illegal migrants. Under the SOP, the District Commissioner, or DC, will be empowered to issue an expulsion order to any person who, in the view of the DC, is a foreigner. Through this act, the DC will serve a 10-day notice to the suspect, and if he or she cannot prove his or her citizenship within this period, the DC will immediately issue an order to evacuate the person. Thereafter, the person will be kept at the holding centre before being pushed back by the BSF. In the case where the DC cannot conclude, it can be referred the matter to the Foreigners Tribunal. In the case of illegal migrants detected within 24 hours of illegal entry into the state, no notice will be required. The Sikkim government has intensified patrolling and checking at vital places in the wake of the current situation in Nepal. Police sources said that senior officials in Soreang and Gyalching districts have been instructed to conduct joint patrolling with the SSB and also to monitor the present situation. All concerned border checkposts, particularly at Rangpo, Melli, Reshi, among others, have been alerted to ensure that unauthorized persons do not enter Sikkim. The J&K Board of School Education announced the postponement of 10th and 11th class exams scheduled for today across J&K and Ladakh due to law and order disturbances in Doda district and restrictions on public movement and transport. The Director of Academics of the Board announced the decision, emphasizing the priority of student safety. New exam dates will be announced soon. Students and parents are advised to stay informed through official channels as authorities continue to monitor the situation closely. In Jammu and Kashmir, the pilgrimage to the holy shrine of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi atop Trikut Hills in Riyasi district remained suspended for the 15th consecutive day today following adverse weather conditions and multiple landslides in the region since 26th of August. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that persistent rainfall has triggered landslides blocking tracks leading to the shrine and making movement unsafe for the pilgrims. And that is the end of this news bulletin.